The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 6 of Total Bellas, and it is the fallout from last week's episode where we see John and Nikki reunite after calling off their wedding. And this was a much more low-key episode in some ways.
In some ways, yes.
It didn't necessarily have the drama of last week's episode, but there is a lot of soul-searching going on here, especially by one Nikki Bella. And, yeah, we're going to get there with that, because it's interesting.
Yeah, there's one big storyline in this episode, is the best way to describe it.
We'll get there.
I'm just saying, there's like one running theme of the show. Everything else is sort of just there, but there is one underlying theme that we're going to talk about.
Yes. So the episode starts out with Nikki and John back together. They're happy, and Nikki's saying that, oh, damn, they could have gotten married on 6-9, that, you know, they could have come together on 6-9, and it's also followed by a bunch of other raunchy jokes. But she's like, you know, we could change the wedding. And then it's like, no, 5-5 is so much more appropriate. And Cena's like, are you sure you're not going to resent me years from now? You know, we should have gotten married on 6-9. She's like, why am I the angry one?
Why am I the angry grumpy one? I ain't, come on now.
Because Cena says he will never...
He won't be the angry grumpy one.
Yeah, because he's not going to regret his choice.
If there's anything about John Cena, he does not regret anything.
Which, good on him.
Mm-hmm.
So then we kind of do the cutaway where we see Bree and Nikki at the house in San Diego. They're talking, and Nikki tells Bree about the baby, and they're saying, oh, you know, we should get pregnant together. We should be totally pregnant together. And Nikki's also very excited because she doesn't have to find a random dude to get her pregnant.
Yeah, she thought about it. Like, we're back together and everything. Like, now I don't have to go to some rando and get pregnant by him. It's like, good on you, Nikki.
I'm glad.
We're all happy for you on that one.
There are sperm donors. You know, you just...
Well, that would be a random dude to get pregnant by.
But she doesn't have to have sex with the other dude.
She never said having sex. She just said get pregnant.
Okay.
Just going by what she said. I'm just saying.
I know. But moving on. And actually, that kind of makes me wonder. Like, would Cena have allowed her to have a child if it wasn't his? Like, is it just that he did not want to have kids with her or any woman? Or he just didn't want kids, period?
He didn't want her to have kids, period. He would not let her go out and get sperm donated to.
Okay.
I think that's the proper phrase, sperm donated to.
Inseminated.
There you go.
That's actually the proper term. Moving on! Educational here, right here on the Rack Extra.
She has to be very specific. I'm just breaking it down Bella Brain style. Bella Brains!
Bella Brains, bitch! Anyway.
We'll get there.
They tell Mama Bella the good news that John and Nikki are back together and that they're going to at some point have kids. Mama Bella gets very, very emotional. She's so happy and so proud of both of them and how far they've come, and she cannot wait to be a grandmother again. So a very sweet moment. And then
she was basically like, she knew they had to go through those struggles that they did like the last few weeks to get to this point. She knew what they had to do, and she's glad that they're back together.
Yeah. The course of true love never runs smooth. And if this is true love, this is definitely not running smooth. Anyway, we go to dinner with the fam, and Nikki and Bree and Mama Bella are all talking, and it gets brought up that Nikki is always talking about sex, and, you know, basically it's Brian and Bree's sex life that's on the table right now, and that they don't have sex. That they don't have any alone time, and Nikki's like, blowjobs don't count in terms of sex. And Mama's not appreciating all the sex talk. She doesn't want to hear it.
She doesn't want to hear about her kids at the moment and their ongoing sexual encounters. I think it was the blowjobs that sort of...
Yeah, there was like, all right, enough. Because, I mean, it's like, she's got to accept the fact that, you know, both her daughters are sexually active. Like, you know, that's a given. But
that's
it's like,
a given.
You don't need detail.
And I mean,
okay.
They've talked about it, and they even talked about Mama Bella's sex life on the show. Like, it's a topic, but, you know, the certain acts that they do, she probably doesn't want to hear about.
Yeah, again, detail. Doesn't need detail. She's fine without knowing. Like, she knows, but she doesn't know. So she's good. And basically they all agree that Bree and Brian need more alone time together.
Because, well, they've only been doing blowjobs for the last few months.
Yeah, and Bree needs to get laid.
Bree wants to get laid. Bang, bang, bang-a-da-bang.
I'm sure Brian does too.
Yeah, he wants to bang, bang. Bang-a-da-bang. I said a bang, bang, bang-a-da-bang.
But also I think they need to reconnect as a couple because, you know, it's like your life changes when you have kids, obviously. And so you can get so swept up in it that you can sort of lose yourselves. And it's always good to take a step back and take a breather and take time for yourselves, which Bree and Brian haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
So now they could potentially get that opportunity thanks to last week's episode where Bree kind of has a change of heart about nannies. But we'll see.
We shall see.
Moving on from there, we go dress shopping with the ladies and JJ, where they're looking for Mother of the Bride's dresses and I believe a dress for Lauren.
Yes.
For the wedding. Mm-hmm. And JJ's uncomfortable at the shop. He wants to go do other things. Basically, they see one of those like beer tour buses, which is a pedal bus that you do nothing but drink beer and like pedal this trolley around town as you get drunk. And somebody else is steering. Like you're just providing the power to move the thing while somebody else sober drives. But you drink while you do this. And JJ's like, I want to go do it.
They're living life on a Monday at 3:45.
I mean, you know, why not?
YOLO.
YOLO. So the discussion comes up of who's going to walk Nikki down the aisle because they're 9 weeks away from the wedding and none of these decisions have been made.
Because the wedding was called off. So it's like, we got to come up with all these decisions. Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? She still needs a dress and yada, yada, yada. But now this is the big theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who will walk Nikki down the aisle? Will it be JJ? Will it be their dad? Will it be their dog, Skip? Who knows?
Will it be Mama Bella? Will it be Bree? Will it be Johnny? Will it be no one?
All these questions.
And, well, we come to find out that Mama Bella was less than happy at Bree's wedding when Bree asked her father to walk her down the aisle. And the reason is because Mama Bella raised them as a single mother. She's been there with them every step of the way. And in some ways, she feels it's her right to be able to walk her daughter down the aisle and give her daughter away at her wedding. And she was a little miffed that, you know, basically their dad wasn't really there for them. He wasn't really around. And he got the honor of giving Bree away at her wedding. In Mama Bella's terms, it should be earned. And she feels that she had earned it and she wasn't given the honor of doing it.
Yeah, it's a privilege. You have to earn to walk a child down the aisle. And she felt dissed by Bree, who didn't even ask her to walk her down the aisle. I mean, you get it.
You get it. You completely get it. Because it's like, yeah, you have raised these three children. Essentially on your own, more or less. You have built yourself into a strong, confident woman. You have built your own company. You have built your life into what it is now. And, you know, I think in terms of weddings, there are certain expectations that you're going to do things by your parents. And because the father was not necessarily there, I feel like she was like, well, he's not going to get asked. And then when Bree made the decision, it's like, well, wait a minute. But Bree's justification is a simple one. And it's that she felt she would have regretted it years later if she did not have her father walk her down the aisle. Because it's tradition. Your father gives you away at your wedding, and she wanted to ensure that she did it right. That years from now, she wasn't sitting there like, oh, damn, you know, I wish I'd had Dad walk me down the aisle. But Bree never really thought of her mother. And she's actually a little stunned that her mother was dissed.
Yeah.
By this.
Because she didn't think of it that way.
And the two have a little heart-to-heart later, where Bree essentially kind of apologizes to her mother for the incident.
Yeah. She has some regrets not doing it.
So, there's a little there. Then we go to dinner after picking out clothes, and JJ is essentially showing his daughter how to smell wine, which is really cute.
Mm-hmm. The baby wanted to drink the wine.
The baby wanted to drink the wine, and they're like, no, you just smell. And Lauren's sitting there like, what are you doing to our child? We're in public.
Right.
She's like, stop, both of you. Anyway, we cut over to Nikki and John's, where Bree is there eating lunch. This is the next day or a couple days later. And Nana is there, Nana Bella. And she's talking to Nikki about the wedding. And again, it comes up of who's going to give Nikki away. And Bree starts pushing for their mother to Nikki. Basically, oh, you should have mom give you away. And Nikki's like, go ahead. Maybe. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. And then Annabelle is like, what about JJ? And then we get the flashback scene. It's like, Cena brings up how Bree should do it. And Nikki even mentioned, John put you on the list.
Yeah, and she's like, she starts naming off all these people. And she's like, you know, and she's starting to feel very resentful to people. And she's getting to the point where she feels it's no longer her wedding. It's everybody else's wedding. And she's just doing what everybody else wants to please everybody else. Mm-hmm. And she starts to get a little bitter about the whole process and that it's not really fun for her. And she's not really enjoying it like she feels she should. Which, okay, fair. That's fair. Anyway, Bree and Brian decide they need their alone time. So we go on a series of dates with the Danielsons.
So they were complaining about, you know, they used to be able to pick up and just at a whim, hey, where do you want to go? You want to go to a restaurant? Yeah, take 4 minutes, blah, 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 blah. And they would go. Now it's like, well, now we got to take the baby, get the baby in the car, get the baby all together. It takes like 30 minutes to get ready. It's like, oh my God, you have a child? Oh my God. You have to care for the child? Oh my God.
My question is this. Why can't you find a sitter? Why don't you have a sitter?
Well, now they're in that mode to have a sitter, a nanny, whatever. Now they have it. It's like, but they can't just pick up and go. They have to plan things. They weren't much of a planning group. They were just pick up and go. But now they have a child to take care of. It's like, you want the child.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the responsibility. That's how your relationship changes when you have kids, is it's, you have to now plan for the child, which means you have to find a sitter. You have to, you know, basically build your plans around your kid.
Yeah.
That's how all that works. And I guess, you know, again, they weren't prepared for that. But yeah, it's like, well, you guys could still go out like once a week. It's, you know, although with Brian's travel schedule at that point, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's like you could go out, you hire a babysitter for the night, you go out, you have a good time, you come back. And with you being in San Diego, it's or you call your sister or you call your mother or you call somebody. And it's like, hey, you know, just come watch the baby for a few hours.
Yeah. And I think they're going to get to that point now. But they're on a date. They first go for a bike ride.
In a really cute, like, dual bike cart thing, which is kind of adorable. They've got a picnic. They're going to have a good time. Oh, wait. Until fans notice Dan O'Brien. And, of course, the camera crew that's with them. And they start chanting yes at Brian. And Bree and Brian proceed to speed away from the fans, trying to avoid the fans. And end up, like, burning out Bree's legs in the process. Because she's like, ow, ow, not used to doing that, ow, pain, ow. And she gives Brian crap because they're avoiding fans.
They're avoiding fans. Let's stay on that. We'll get to the other part in a second. So then they have a picnic, and the fans are watching them. And Brian's like, I'm not turning around. I'm not turning around. I'm going to eat the greatest orange in the history of oranges. The fans want pictures. So Brian has to take pictures.
I will say this, they were very polite about it.
They were very polite about it. And then there was a guy who had to blow the leaves around, the lawn care guy, and their date was ruined.
Yeah, and Bree's like, I'm really not having fun, and Brian's like, I'm really not having fun, and they're basically like, this is like parenthood. Loud and unexpected. Like, you know, they're like, this is not what we thought this was going to be. And so it's like, well, okay, all right, back to the drawing board on a date. But and they get up and they leave.
They get up and they leave.
Meanwhile, we're Nikki and Mama Bella and Johnny and JJ and Lauren and I think the baby was there, are all at the beach and they're by the pier, the quintessential pier where all John Cena and Nikki Bella history has happened. And we're having a nice day at the beach. They set up shop on the sand, and they start playing frisbee, which Johnny tosses the frisbee up in the air, and of course Kathy can't catch it, and she's like, you're a dick.
Also, Nikki said she has winners, and then has to learn that you don't win in frisbee.
Yeah, yeah. And then she and JJ start kicking a soccer ball around and having a good time, and one thing leads to another, and Nikki and Johnny are talking. And essentially what happens, and Nikki starts asking Johnny about, you know, Bree's wedding and her mom walking her down the aisle, or walking Bree down the aisle, and how she was upset that she didn't get to do it. And Johnny's like, yeah, she was upset, you know, because she's taken care of you guys, and she's loved you guys, and, you know, she just felt it was her right to do it, but, you know, she's ultimately cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
because it's done. It's not worth holding a grudge over. And one thing leads to another, and essentially Big Johnny wants to walk Nikki down the aisle.
Because he's like a father figure to them. He's like their WWE father. He's been there for them a long time.
And Nikki, in typical Nikki fashion, goes perfect. Which, to anyone else in the world, that's a yes. Because that's what perfect really kind of means, is yes, absolutely, that's a great idea. Perfect. In Bella language.
In the Bella dictionary, which they call Bella brains.
In Bella brains, perfect is not yes. Perfect is, oh yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not yes. And so Big Johnny gets all excited because he gets to walk Nikki down the aisle, and Nikki's like, crap, crap. So she calls JJ over to take a picture of her on the beach, and they're talking, and JJ essentially gives her crap for what we just said, where he's like, you know, if anybody talked like you guys, the world would be doomed.
Doomed.
And she's basically trying to figure out how to get
out of it.
Out of it. And JJ's not helping her, and then she gets honked at by some lifeguards.
And scene.
Well, except for Nikki says that this isn't fun and she doesn't want to be asked.
She's just over it all.
She's over it all. She's tired of wedding planning. She's tired of really wedding talk.
So, Brie gets a nanny.
Date 2.
Goat yoga. What the actual crap. And I say that. There was actual crap.
Yeah, there was pee, there was poop. And, you know, Brian believes that pee and poop are now part of romance.
Yep, and they come to the goat yoga for a cuddle and they get a stretch on.
And they get peed on, they get pooped on. It's a little weird. The goats are jumping on top of them. They're laying on them. And basically, the goats like them because they're peeing on them. Which, okay, that's a little strange. The whole thing is a little strange. But they do goat yoga. And in the end, the goat and me honors the goat in you. Which, you would think that, you know, again, this would be right up Brie and Brian's alley. Which they even say that because it's different, it's cool, it's being with animals. But in the end, it's like the goats are a little bit of a nuisance. And even the ladies, like, they aren't normally like this. You know, they aren't normally...
You mean they got overly excited because Daniel Bryan's there with the goat?
They got overly excited because the goat came to see the goats, and there was a camera crew and everything else. So yeah, the goats were being a little obnoxious, and Brie and Brian are basically like, yeah, no.
This was awkward. This was weird.
This is not our thing.
This went cool, yo.
So date 2. Buzz. Back to the drawing board again for the Jane Olsons. But just think of the memories that you're making.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. Then we go to gender reveal day for JJ and Lauren. They go to this really swanky restaurant. John shows up for it, and this is the first time that John has been with the family since the whole breakup has occurred. And he's very quiet. He's a little off. They're laughing. They're joking. They ask about the little urn that's sitting on the table that has a 2 on it. And JJ jokes, well, you know, that's what we're going to get buried in. And Lauren's kind of like, no. And basically what it is a gender reveal camera or candle where they're going to light it and then it will blow smoke up to reveal the gender of the baby. Now, JJ and Lauren have decided they're only having 2 kids. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
This is it. JJ, in typical man fashion, wants a boy.
Who doesn't?
And he's like, if I don't get a boy here, it's fine. It's not fine. Really.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
It's totally fine. Not really fine, but totally fine. And he's like, this is my last shot to get a boy, but if it's not a boy, it's okay. I'll love the baby regardless because it's my child. But he really wants a boy because he's had a girl and he wants one of each, which that's fair. You know, that's fine. Lauren, I think, just is happy about the baby. So they light the candle, the smoke goes off, and it's pink. And JJ's like, isn't that just nice?
So we're having a girl.
We're having a girl. They're very excited. But JJ's kind of like, I wanted a boy. Like, just a little bit. Not like, you know, he's super disappointed. But you could just kind of see it in his face. He's like, I wanted a boy. But they're going to have another little princess. So congratulations to them.
Yes.
Yes. So while this is going on, Nikki and John and everybody are talking. And Nikki has, you know, is saying, oh, well, you know, I want John to do something because they were having baby talk. And Nikki has, like, some kind of thing that she wants John to do for her before the wedding. And John's like, oh, God, what is it? What is it? What do you want? And Nikki's like, well, I want you to learn the waltz for our wedding. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure, anything you want. And she's like, why? Did you think I was going to say I want you to get me pregnant, like, right now? And the look on his face, the look on his face... I don't have a good feeling about this. at all. Like, he was a little cold and distant, or I shouldn't say cold, lukewarm and distant during this whole thing of what we saw of him. But then the face where she makes the baby joke, where he's less than thrilled about the baby joke, and he, to the point that it's like, this isn't what he wants, but this is what he's gonna do to get Nikki. And it goes back to last week's episode where he compromises with Nikki about children, and he's less than thrilled there. I know it's all for TV, and I know, I'm sure they're very happy. Well, they're not very happy because they broke up again. But I don't have a good feeling about this.
No.
I really, really don't have a good feeling about this at all. Like, this just doesn't, there's a lot going on here that
keep going. There's more that's not right.
Yeah, there's more that's not right. We'll keep going. So anyway, so Big Johnny, we go back to the house another day. I think it's like the next day or a couple days later. We go back to John and Nikki's house. Big Johnny and Kathy come over, and Johnny wants to tap dance Nikki down the aisle.
Because, you know, of her Dancing with the Stars background.
And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a... Because notice, she doesn't say perfect. She says, yeah, that's a really good idea. I like it. She doesn't say perfect, though, because she learned her lesson there.
She learned.
So then we go to therapy with Nikki, where she's talking to her therapist, in quotations.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Again, this, TV therapy.
Okay, this was straight up TV therapy. Straight up.
I wonder if the lady was actually a therapist, but there were some interesting things that were discussed. Again, all for TV. And she talks about who should walk her down the aisle. And you know how all these people are volunteering to do it. All these people are being pushed at her. And she's really not happy with any of the choices because they're all being sort of shoved in her face. And the therapist asks her, well, when you see yourself with any of these people walking down the aisle, what do you feel? And I think she says disappointed,
mm-hmm,
or anxious or something like that, where it's not a good feeling. It's not a happy feeling for her. And the therapist is like, okay. And then Nikki starts talking. And one of the really interesting things that comes out is she doesn't vent to John.
No.
Because he doesn't like her to vent to him. I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
Because I want to keep going.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Because more comes out. So the therapist asks her, in terms of her relationship, what is her biggest concern? What's her biggest fear? And that she's going to grow apart from John. And then Nikki begins to vent that she doesn't want to be someone else's something. And the word that gets dropped, the first word that gets dropped in this is property. She doesn't want to be someone else's property, which she doesn't, she says she doesn't mean it, but it's like the first word is always kind of telling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I think, what she's feeling like is that she's not Nikki Bella. She's not Nicole Garcia Clone.
She's not Nicole.
She's not Nicole. She's not Nikki. I'm so sorry I butchered her last name, by the way. She is John Cena's girlfriend. She is John Cena's fiance. She's going to be John Cena's wife. She's lost her identity to her husband. She's not going to be Nicole Cena. She's going to be Mrs. John Cena. And her identity is going to go. And she doesn't like that. You know, it's like, she talks about how everybody was saying that after John proposed to her, that it can't get any better than that for her. And she's like, really? You know, it's like everything that she's accomplished in her career. And she starts listing off the accomplishments. That doesn't, you know, the engagement does not supersede that. And what we're seeing is her kind of almost having an identity crisis.
Yes.
Where it's, she doesn't want to lose her independence. She likes it. And she starts to question her choices. And she mentions that she's really close to having a meltdown, but she doesn't want to go Britney. But she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so it's like she has, and the therapist in her continued to talk off camera. And a decision is made, which we'll talk about later. But this whole thing is a little troubling. Again, for TV. But there's a lot in here, as I'm making hand gestures at my screen, that is telling.
Oh, there's a lot telling, because, yes, some of it's made up for television, but at the same point, you can see why there's been the postponement of the wedding. You can see why there are issues currently going on. You could see all this, just based on some of the comments. Are some of them exaggerated? Probably, but there are. Everything you see on the show, whether it's staged or not, there's always an underlying issue.
There's always an underlying reality to the problems. And I think one of the things that we've always talked about, at least in terms of Total Bellas and Total Divas, is could Nikki handle becoming Mrs. John Cena? Because it's something that you do lose your identity when you marry somebody that famous, that rich, and they're getting more famous and they're getting richer, you are not on the same level as them. You are treated like she's being treated. She's not being treated badly. It's just you are his wife and he supersedes you in everything that goes on. It's John Cena and his wife. It's John Cena and his and Mrs. Cena. You know, your name, your identity gets lost, especially in terms of the press, in terms of everything that they write about him, or it'll be John Cena and his wife, Nicole. You know, that's what it's going to be. And she, I don't think she ever thought about it in that term. And again, why would she? Because it was never on the table before. But it's like, you know, oh yeah, you know, being Mrs. Cena, that's not a problem. You know, she dreamed of being Mrs. Cena. She wanted to be Mrs. Cena. Now it's getting real. Now it's, she's seeing what it's going to be. And she doesn't like it. Because she's, you know, she's changed, she's grown, she's matured, and as she likes to stay, she's a strong, independent woman who can make her own choices and has her own life. And she's really starting to question all if she even wants to get married.
Yeah, which, as we've seen going forward, is the real, true underlying issue. She's trying to question who she is, and you can see it's not being made up for television.
No, she's having an identity crisis because she has grown into some, because she never expected to get married to Cena, she grew into a different person, and the person that she has grown into has had to become independent without him. I shouldn't say that because they were dating. That was, I don't know why I said that, it was a weird phrase. Anyway.
Okay. No, I'll tie that all together. That was the ending of the show. JJ made that same comment where he took a shot at her after she makes her big thing about independence, but then you're getting married.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is it's like when we saw Nikki in the beginning of the show, Total Divas, not Total Bells, she's very needy on John. She needs John for everything. Now she does not need John for everything. She can take care of herself. She can stand on her own 2 feet because he's never there.
Mm-hmm.
She's always alone. So because she's always alone, she has been forced to learn how to take care of herself and to not be as reliant on him for things. And so the theme that we begin to see with Nikki is she wants to be alone. She has grown accustomed to being alone. But, and a change in that, I think, is what's freaking her out.
But I kind of question that because she's never really been alone.
She's never been alone. Like, I don't think she understands. You know, when she says alone, I don't think she means alone.
I mean, in the Bella Brains dictionary. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, in Bella Brains, it's alone is, he's gone, she's with her sister, or she's with her mother, or she's with her assistant, or she's with a camera crew, or basically she's on her own. He's not there. He's not present. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, her life would, I think in her mind, infinitely uncomplicate itself a little bit if he wasn't there. Because now it's, she's not Mrs. John Cena about town. It's Nikki Bella about town. It's Nikki Bella doing this. It's Nikki Bella on this. It's Nikki Bella, Nikki Bella, Nikki Bella. It's about her.
Right.
It's not about him. It's about her. So I think that's where all this is coming from, is it's, she wants to maintain her own identity, and she does not know how to do that inside marriage. And she's not prepared to figure that out because, again, I don't think she was ever expecting it. But yeah, that's really the underlying theme, is Nikki likes her independence. And I don't think she really wants to give it up. We'll get back to that. So, date number 3 for the Danielsons. Third time's the charm. We go to a throwback date. An old favorite. One that they know is not going to fail. And that's that they go to the Botanical Gardens in San Diego. And they talk. And they talk about how they had always connected. And they're having a nice time. And then they kick the camera crew out. Because they're like, we really just want to be alone. We can't connect if you're here. And Brian's like, leave.
Leave.
Leave now.
Leave. Get out. Get out. Just go away. Go. Like, go ahead.
The best part of this was the sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, well, I can't kiss my husband in front of a camera crew. And Brian's like, get out.
Get out. Leave. Leave. Go away now. Yeah, that was great. But it's like, it was a throwback date because they would always go, when they would go to arenas, that before they would get to the building, they would go to Botanical Gardens, wherever they were, whatever city they were in. That's all.
That's all.
Back to Nikki.
Back to Nikki. And I want to kind of go back to that because I forgot to mention one thing. And that is, Nikki says that she doesn't vent to John because he doesn't like her venting to him. I don't even know where to go with that, because it's like, I feel like if you're in a relationship with someone, and you're going to marry them, you should be able to vent to them. You should be marrying someone who is essentially your best friend. That's what I've always been told, is you're marrying and you're going to be with somebody for the rest of your life. They should be your friend before they're anything else. Because that's where the strongest relationships are, is when marriage and everything changes, there's still that core friendship that's there. And part of the thing that you do with your friends is you vent. So you should be able to talk to each other and say, oh, I had a bad day, or oh, I'm not feeling this, or oh, you know, here are my troubles. I just need to vent my troubles to you and get your advice, or, you know, just have you listen
to me. Just have someone to listen to.
And the fact that he doesn't like her doing that.
That is just, there's no foundation.
I was actually a little horrified. I was like,
what's the point?
What's the point?
Fame, fortune, what's the point?
And maybe she said it in a way that I mistook it.
No, just, I took it the same way.
But it's just like, how does that even work? Like, everything is rosy in your garden, and you have a good day every day, and that's all he knows?
Apparently.
It's like, it's kind of no wonder why she can't really tell him what she's really feeling, because I think she understands what the result's gonna be.
Right.
And because she's never really been able to vent to him, at least as far as we know, then how is he ever going to know? Like, he keeps saying to her, well, this is the first I've heard of it. Well, now we know why.
Right.
Now we know why they don't talk to each other. Now we know why they don't communicate with each other and communicate their feelings to each other. Because apparently he doesn't like it, supposedly. Like, what?
She feels bad for, you know, going to even do that.
That's natural. You have to let it out. Because if you let it ball up inside you, eventually it's going to affect you and it's going to rot you from the inside. Like, you have to have somebody that you trust, keyword, to go and vent to. And if that isn't your future spouse, why are you getting married?
So speaking of getting married, who was walking her down the aisle?
The overlying theme of the entire episode.
Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Big Johnny? Is it going to be Bree? Is it going to be Nana? Is it going to be Winston and...
Josie.
Who's it going to be? It's going to be Mama Bella.
Everybody's vying for this spot. And with good reason. It's a key spot. This is going to be a televised wedding. You know, aside from the fact that it's the biggest day of Nikki's life, it's going to be televised, which means you're going to have a key place in the wedding. So there's two reasons right there. So basically, Nikki and Bree talk about this before the dinner because they're at Nikki and John's house in San Diego. And Bree's kind of scolding Nikki about not talking to Big Johnny. And Nikki's like, well, I talked to my therapist about it and we came up with a plan and I'm going to talk to him about it tonight. In front of everybody, because I basically have something to say. And Bree's like, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. You should just do it privately. And Nikki's basically like, you're getting on my nerves.
You've been getting on my nerves.
Yeah. Shut your face. And then she makes the comment that, you know, sometimes she thinks that, why is she even getting married? Because of all the stress.
Yeah. I feel like, based on all the stress, why am I getting married? Like, becoming more about everyone else than me. It's like, because that's the way you make it.
That's the way you make it. I mean, it's like you're letting other people influence your decisions, and that's ultimately on you for doing. If, you know, it's like, if you know what you want, if you don't know what you want, I should say, and you're seeking advice, that's one thing. Now, granted, they are pushing on her a little bit. In the vein of trying to be helpful, they're sort of trying to bully her into making decisions, because she's not making them.
Mm-hmm.
You're 9 weeks away from your wedding. That's 2.5 months. 2.5 months out from your wedding, everything should be essentially done. You should have your dress, you should have your venue, it should be paid for, or the deposit down at least. You should have your food, you should have your cake, you should have the guest list and the invitations sent out. You should have everything pretty much ready to go beyond that last week. And you should be in that holding pattern for the wedding, where it's like you're doing the odds and ends stuff, like you're getting favors ready for the reception. You're finding stuff for the wedding, you know, that kind of thing. You're making the odds and ends little choices at that point. You're not picking who's going to walk down the aisle. You're not getting your dress because she still doesn't have it. We don't even know about the venue. We have no idea. They do have a date. They're sticking with the date because all the invitations have already been sent and they can't change it. We don't know about the food. We don't know about the cake. We don't know about any of it. So her family, I think, is pushing on her a little bit to make these decisions because they haven't been made. It's like, again, the wedding got called off, so everything got thrown on hold for the wedding because it's like, well, they aren't going to get married, so what's the point? So it all got canceled, essentially, and now they have to redo it all, and she's not springing into action. Bree sort of gives her a look when she says, I don't even know why I'm getting married. And Bree says, I'm seeing a change in my sister, where she's not the girl that she was a year ago. She's not the blushing, happy, glowing bride planning her wedding. She's anything but. There's something underlying going on. Bree can see it.
Yeah.
They all can see it.
They can all see it.
John can see it. I think the only person that can't see it is Nikki.
And one thing she's not seeing is something about family. This whole thing is about family. And Nikki's decision, because we never got to it, she's going to do it herself. She's been independent, as we mentioned, since she was 18 years old. So this is about representing her strength and her independence. She's going to walk herself down the aisle. And that's where Bree's like, she's going to look back on this and regret it because, like, this is about family. Like, it's a celebration with family. If you're just going to do it on your own, then why have a wedding?
Yeah, basically she justifies this by saying, you know, that for all the men in her life, she's trying to fill a void left by her father, essentially. And so it's, she doesn't want to try and fill a void. She doesn't want to try and, like, just second best it. She doesn't want to settle on this. So because she's not willing to settle, she's just going to walk herself down the aisle. Which, okay, respect. You know, mad respect. The family, the reactions to this were really, really interesting. Johnny, I think, was hurt. But he's like, I respect your decision. Because ultimately, he doesn't really have a dog in this fight. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't. But he's like, you know, he's disappointed. But he's like, you know what? Whatever you decide to do, it's your wedding. You do the thing. JJ is kind of surprised. Lauren is kind of surprised. Bree is like, what the hell? Bree's pissed. And then there's Mama. Oh God, there's Mama. Who looks beyond pissed? And I think it's not even pissed. It's just disappointed. Bitterly, bitterly disappointed at this decision. And rightfully so. I mean, this is your, Nikki's the eldest. No, Bree's the eldest. This is your second daughter's wedding. Again, someone that, you know, you have raised, you have taken care of, you have supported every step of the way. And she gets up and basically says, well, I've been on my own since 18. And Mama's kind of sitting there like, what? And Bree's sitting there like, what?
The hell you have?
The hell you have? You know, and even JJ's like, huh?
Huh?
Like, they're all confused because she's like, well, I've been independent since I was 18. And it's like, no, you haven't. But okay, all right, if that's how you feel, that was basically their look. We don't know her whole story, but it's like, Bree at least was like, what? And, you know, it's like the fact that basically just Mama just gets glazed over and gets cut out of this wedding too. She was not happy. Just not happy at all. I mean, just, oh God. Brian's just kind of sitting there like, oh crap. And then JJ is like, she's like, well, you know, I want to celebrate my independence. And JJ's like, so you're going to get married?
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to rely on someone?
You know, Miss Independent over there.
Miss Independent over there. And I think Bree is right to an extent. It's, I feel like Nikki, this isn't Nikki just wanting to do it herself. This is Nikki shutting herself down. She's building a wall around herself. She's isolating herself.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, I think she just doesn't, she's done with the whole thing. And she just wants to get it over with. And it's like, you know what, if my family isn't involved, I can just do whatever I want and I can get it over with. Like, if John and I just decide, hey, we're going to go down to the county courthouse and get married, then guess what? They don't really get a say because they're not in the wedding. It's basically whatever other decision she makes from here, they just kind of have to deal with it and move on.
Because
I feel like Bree is wrong in one aspect. It is about family, but there's nothing that says that your family has to be in your wedding. They really should because it's about tradition, which is what she says, but you're there. You're part of the service. You're part of the ceremony. You're celebrating this with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing that says you have to stand next to her at the altar as she gets married. Some people just don't want to do that. They would prefer to just, you know, it'd be the bride and groom and that's it, which we kind of see in the teaser for next week, which is Nikki announces that she's not having bridesmaids anymore. She's reducing the wedding. She's sizing it down.
Supposedly.
But yeah, it's like you see Nikki, that wall is going up around her. And, you know, Bree is very worried about what she's seeing in her sister. And she's kind of questioning if Nikki is seeing it. Like, is Nikki confusing, you know, unsure, you know, basically being unsure with independence, or the fact that she doesn't want to get married with independence and she's going to do it anyway? Like, is she basically crossing her feelings? I mean, I guess only time will tell, but it's like, you can see this starting to go off the rails really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, really quickly. And the more you see, the more it's, you kind of start to understand what happened. And it's just, like they describe it, it's a roller coaster, but it's just like, oh Lord, I do not have a good feeling about this. So I guess we'll see what happens next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, that's right, because it's 4th of July here in the U.S., so they are not airing Total Bellas this Sunday, so we get a hiatus, which is good, because I'm going on vacation. Because yay, vacation! So, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Make sure you check out our show tomorrow night, because it's dropping on Wednesday. Tomorrow night, live, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's our 6-year episode of the official show, The Rack, live, 10 p.m. Eastern at rackradioshow.com. Rack Radio Show on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, it's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you're hearing this and you have a question you want to hear us answer on Ask the Rack, send us a tweet or an email, contact@rackradioshow.com.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LinsWard, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas edition right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back in 2 weeks with episode 7. Till then, bye!